Well, today we continue with our look at this great adventure in our men's fraternity time together. And this section is called Your Unique Design. And I want to start off by talking about these promises, this quick review of the first semester. And we have had opportunities to think deeply about who you are and where you are going. And we will continue to do that as we work through this together. If you want to, all of these are recorded. And we've got over 50 of them. And it's an opportunity to just look these and listen to these lessons and sessions that will help us focus as men to think deeply and to move on to just from the surface to really getting into the substance of who we are. And then we'll have the opportunity to interact with other men who can help us think more clearly and objectively about our lives. And that's what this is for. This is not just something for you to listen to. You need to get into other people's lives and allow other people to get into your life. That's what will make the difference. And then we'll learn to focus our life and look at that life focus chart. We'll have the opportunity to choose when it comes to future things. Obviously, God is in charge. He's sovereign. He rules. But there is an element of making decisions now that will have ramifications down the road. What direction you're walking determines your destination. So we can check those off. Now, you will gain a better understanding of your unique design and what makes you come alive. There's things that you just respond to, you react to. You're made especially for that. And this is how God has made you. And nothing to apologize about it, because it covers by you being different and allowing the Lord to use that design in a special way, great things can happen. And you'll have the opportunity to develop a personal mission statement. As we continue going on week by week, we're going to be able to nail that down. And so let's talk about the core concept of servants by design. Most Americans do not know what their strengths are. When you ask them, they look at you with a blank stare, or they respond in terms of subject knowledge, which is the wrong answer. And that's from Peter Drucker. This idea that I'm made for something more. When you look at history, back in 1924, a couple things happened. My father was born in 1924. And there was an Olympics where there was a gentleman named Harold Abrams and another gentleman named Eric Liddell. And if you look at the history of these gentlemen, both were amazing athletes. But one was driven by his own desire, and that was Abrams. And another was driven by looking to the will of God. So much so that he made a conscientious decision to not run because it was on a Sunday. And he felt that that would be wrong to do. That would be against his convictions. And that had ramifications for the rest of his life. So what he said to Liddell said is, when he ran, he felt the pleasure of God. And so he pursued running. He pursued being the best that he could be. But the basis of it was for the Lord. It was for others. And that's what God wants for each and every one of us, to think differently about why do I do what I do? What is the reason? What is the purpose behind them? Another quote here, every person has been uniquely crafted and gifted by God to perform meaningful tasks of service to him and to others. Let me read that one more time for you. Every person has been uniquely crafted and gifted by God to perform meaningful tasks of service to him and to others. Listen to this from Psalm 100, 39. This is a Psalm of David. He said, verse 13, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." And do you see how David knew that God was all in to this relationship? And to reject your unique design in any way is to reject the designer and his special purposes for your life. So, and we live in days where people are tying their identity to so many other things. They put something in front of the word Christian, and that makes them identified with that instead of being identified in Christ. My whole life is identified in Him. And then that has bearing on what I do with my life. Well, there's some practical benefits for you with that. We, A, gain a deeper appreciation for your special God-given gifts and abilities. So when you understand, oh, this is what I'm made for. This is how He's wired me. That allows you to look at life differently. You look at it differently than other people that you come in contact with, that you'll see in the store, and they're just trying to survive, or they're just trying to make money to keep their head above water, and they think if they purchase all of these things or they accomplish all of this, that that's what they're here for, instead of looking at what has God made me for? How am I wired? What are my talents? What are my abilities? And to then use those for His glory. And then B, learn to evaluate vocational and service opportunities with much greater clarity and confidence. That's what's going to happen as you get to know what are your gifts and abilities. What have you been made for? And then C, to discover invaluable insight for connecting better relationally with all kinds of people. When you're completely comfortable in your own skin, that makes you comfortable with others. You don't have to worry that you have to compete with every guy that you're having a conversation with. You can actually compliment someone else because of their giftedness and not feel threatened by it. I'll watch conversations sometimes, and especially with men, it just seems like there's a competition that goes on. And I'm as competitive as the next guy. But to not live bound by that and to worry, what are they thinking of me? And all of those things. It's just, it's freeing. And then D, experience a new freedom to employ your unique design in more meaningful ways to you and others. So now, how can I use how He's made me, my gifts, my abilities, so that I can serve others? And then that's the way I look at life. I'm around people, and if this is how I'm wired and I have this opportunity, I can use this for God's glory and other people's good and my good. Well, some questions as we're wrapping up our time together. Can you fill in the blank? When I blank, I feel God's pleasure. Liddell said, when I run, I feel God's pleasure. When I blank, I feel God's pleasure. What are the times where you feel yourself come alive? Describe a couple of activities that really energize you and share your answers with your group. Secondly, what are the implications of the core concept to your person, to you personally? Okay, that whole idea of you being uniquely crafted and gifted by God, to perform meaningful tasks of service to him and to others. And then thirdly, which of the four practical benefits is most important to you right now and why? So those practical benefits are that you would gain a deeper appreciation for your special God-given gifts and abilities. You would learn to evaluate vocational and service opportunities with much greater clarity and confidence. You would discover invaluable insight for connecting better relationally with all kinds of people, and experience a new freedom to employ your unique design in more meaningful ways to you and others. So think about that, and hopefully that will point you in the right direction when it comes to your unique design.